Ben Dobbin.
I'm exclusively a free baller.
What can we say?
I'm sorry?
He wheels and he deals. For great deals on wheels, see the team at Southside Auto Auction Springwood. For wholesale cars direct to the public, southsideautoauctions.com.au.
Heyo everybody, what is happening? Here we go. Luke, Dobbo, Margo back with you for a big Friday edition of the show, meaning we've got to cover off on Tool of the Week coming up for you pretty soon. How are you going, Dobbo? You doing all right, man?
I'm okay, mate.
Hey, you sound a little down, mate.
It's our last show.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Things come to an end, but I love working with you, mate. I love working with Margo. I've loved the last 2 years, so, I mean, I'm just a little bit, you know.
Yeah. How you going, Margo? I actually picked Margo up today.
That would have been interesting.
It was the first time in 10 months that we've shared a car together, Luke.
Oh, I went out to...
that why you were late.
I went out to the estate that is the Parkers.
Oh, yeah. Cornubia.
Yeah, I mean... Can I tell you the scene, Dobbo? I mean, decent digs, let's say that.
Oh, yeah, very nice digs.
Decent digs. The in-laws are in a caravan out the back, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they can could, I ask from this? What I
they've
tell,
been travelling around Australia for 12 months, and they've just pulled in for a week and refused to stay in the house. They're like, no, we've got a caravan, we'll just sleep in that. I'm like, okay.
Not that I got invited inside, Dobbo.
You won't. I didn't either.
We were in a rush, and you were running late, and we had a meeting to attend.
I'm talking to my mate Dobbo.
Yes, all right? Because I have the same complaint.
Not that I got invited inside, but from what I saw from the outside, the in-laws could have had their whole wing.
Oh, mate.
Okay? They're in a caravan out the back.
Luke, it's really funny you talk about this. You waited in the car for Margo?
Yeah.
So did I. When I had to pick Margo up a couple of weeks ago to take her to an event with work, no invite for me. We're not allowed in. The only way I know is from the 1,000 Instagram stories from inside a house that I know what it looks like. But I waited in the car like a chauffeur as well.
You know, it's funny, Dobbo, because when I went to her place, I had a feeling of deja vu. I actually knew my way around via Instagram. Anyway, if you want to be a part of the show, call and say g'day. We're going to ease on into this thing we like to call your local drive home, the Rush Hour with Luke Dobbo and Margo Parker, back to nominate our Tool of the Weeks for you coming up next. Yes, it is Tool of the Week time. Gee, I mean, I've got a couple I could go. I could go if you want me.
Okay, right on.
Away you go.
We'll take your nominations, by the way, and up for grabs. Cool prize. Brisbane Internationals coming to town December 30 through to January 6. Tickets on sale right now at Ticketek, but we'll fling you a double pass if you have a nomination for us. And it's deemed to be the best Tool nomination via Margo. So hit the phones and we'll take your calls next. Now, I'm off to Hawaii tomorrow. And I was going to nominate myself because I didn't know you need a visa to get...
Yeah, did you get your visa?
My visa came through.
Sure, it did.
Good job.
I mean, but it could have been that everything was out the window.
Oh, God.
But they came through in just 24 hours, which is pretty cool. But I was laughing because part of the visa application, one of the questions that they ask you is, are you involved in terrorist activity? And I was talking earlier in the week where I'm going, who's the moron, even if they are involved in terrorist activity,
that answers
yes? Nobody has ever said yes, I don't reckon.
Well, it has happened, Margo.
Oh, it has.
Because Jono, one of our listeners, sent me a link to a story from England where a lady on her honeymoon was refused entry to the United States because she accidentally put down yes to that question.
Whoops-a-daisy.
So she got flinged from the country. So, I mean, you are my...
You're the Tool of the Week.
Last night, I caught the train home from work for the first time ever. I was being reflective. I thought, why not? I need to do this. So I caught the train home to Ipswich.
Your missus wouldn't pick you up. Don't try and be deep on us. I was being reflective. His missus wouldn't pick him up from the radio station. I was being reflective and I was humbling myself.
That's not true. It was
never
my mother.
Never caught a train ever in your life.
No, not a suburban train. Never. Anyway, I'm sitting there. Now, I'm not user-friendly at the best of times. So the carriage, there would have been 10... spare seats on the carriage. Mm-hmm. I sit down. Do you know we stopped at Milton Station first up and somebody got in and guess what?
Sat next to you.
Sat right next to me. Yes.
And there's spare seats around the place.
There would have been 10 spare.
Oh, how annoying.
You absolute tool.
Yeah.
For that, you are my...
You're
I got up and moved.
Yeah, I'll say you should have, Dobbo. And by the way, yes, that is an example of Dobbo being a man of the people. What do you got for us, Margo?
Oh, look, my tour goes to Ethan Bramble from Melbourne.
Who's he?
He has had 40 body modification procedures so that he can claim to be the world's most modified youth. What an idiot. He has split his tongue. He's had his belly button removed. He's had his eyeballs tattooed black. And he has 2/3 of his body covered in ink.
So is it true that he's getting called a Kardashian now?
He is my tool of the week. Mm.
Give us a look at a photo of him.
You're the tool of the week.
Scary.
he might classify as tool of the year, that guy. Oh, hey, hit the phones if you've got a nomination for us. We'll take your calls coming up next.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No. It's Tool of the Week.
All righty, we've had our go. Now it's up to you guys. And as I said earlier, a great prize. Brisbane International tickets for you and someone else. A double pass up for grabs. Who's kickstarting us, Dobbo?
Yeah, Jason from Redback Plains, mate. What's your story?
Hey, guys. I wanted to nominate the judge from the Wilder Fury fight last weekend that gave the fight to Wilder by, I think, 5 points.
Yeah.
Mate, I don't know what he was watching, but... anyone I know who's involved in boxing myself knows that Fury won that fight easily. And, mate, I don't know what he was watching, so tool of the week.
Some of those boxing judges are just so biased. One of them was actually claiming that Anthony Mundine won the fight on Friday night against Jeff Horn. So, mate, good nomination. Let's crown him right now. You are...
The tool of the week.
Who else we got there, Margo?
We got Jason from Griffin. Go ahead, nominate your tool of the week.
G'day, how are you guys?
Fantastic.
Going well, mate. What's your nom?
Good. My nomination is a joint one, and for myself and then my son after that. On the weekend, we stayed up at Pelican Waters. I put the Novotel up there.
Yeah.
And a little guy by the name of Dobbo was staying up there.
Yeah, he certainly was.
I was about to say Dobbo was up there. So, what did you witness?
He was walking past myself. I think he was about to check in, and I was a little bit drunk there, had a few brews, and I've gone, I know that guy from somewhere. And I went, oh, Dobbo, and I yelled out at him, and he sort of looked at me and went, yeah, g'day, mate. I was pretty embarrassed. I went, oh, what a dick, why would I yell like that? And my son recognised him for breakfast in the morning. He wanted to say hi. I said, leave him alone while he's eating his brekkie.
Mm.
And then he went up to him anyway to go say hi, and he goes, instead of saying hi, he goes, I'm sorry about my dad last night. You know, he's just trying to absolutely embarrass me. So,
look how smart Dobbo is sitting knowing that he's been recognised.
Jason, you were very polite, mate. Don't be too hard on yourself. I don't think this deserves a nomination. He did come and say g'day.
Well, can we also commend your son? I mean, tremendous courage to approach Dobbo in any capacity while he's at the breakfast buffet.
While he's having breakfast.
I mean, I'd rather wrestle salmon off a bear. But, well done, mate. We'll nominate Dobbo on your behalf. Here we go.
Yeah, no worries.
You're the tool of the week.
And last but not least, Tim from Surface Waters. Where is that, Tim?
Oh, sorry?
Surface Waters. Welcome.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Good, good.
Hey,
good.
Tim, you're bringing the show to a grinding halt, my friend. It's, you know, the momentum's just completely evaporated from the show. So hit us up, mate, with your Tool of the Week nomination. What do you got for us?
Tool of the Week. My wife, just now, because I'm sort of waiting for her to come back.
Where did she go, Tim?
Oh, I was shopping. She's just driven off in the car.
Right.
And she put a handbag on a wallet and everything, and it's just gone off down the road.
Oh, can we nominate producer Nick for
your
putting that call through, producer Nick, your tool of the week. Chris from Fig Tree Pocket, who's your tool of the week? Hopefully we can end on a bit of a high here.
Yeah, you can, actually. It's Luke.
Oh, yeah, excellent. Please. We always love those nominations. What has he done, Chris?
Well, I was sitting at home a couple of weeks back and I heard some lovely voiceover commentary about how windy it was.
Yeah. Right.
On Channel 9 on the news after he gave a weather report.
We all know that Luke is the weatherman down there on the Gold Coast of Channel 9.
Was it not windy or something, mate?
Oh, it was extremely windy. It was blowing his hair, wasn't it? And he dropped the F-bomb.
Oh yes.
We've
left this alone for so long.
No one has brought this up.
And I'm pleased this has happened.
Look, here's the rumour, all right?
Allegedly.
Listen, mate, it's all allegations unless you've got the audio there. But the allegations, the outrageous allegations are that I may have done a cross down on Surfers Paradise Beach. It may have been windy, as old mate suggests. And when I got off air, I may have thought I was off air because, and maybe someone back in the mountain didn't turn my microphone
That's
down.
That's right.
And maybe you heard something you thought was an F-bomb, but mate, I'm a bloody professional and I don't swear like that. So, surely it didn't happen. But just in case you were right, let's crown me anyway. You're the tool of the week. I wouldn't swear, mate. There's no f-ing way I'd do that. But thank you so much for your call. What's happening in the cricket there, Dobbo? What happened there?
It's a collapse, a batting collapse.
6 for 136, the Aussies are all of a sudden. How did that happen? How does Marsh keep getting picked? Has he got photographs of like the selectors in compromising positions with a goat or something?
I think it's happening.
Today's our last day before we go on holidays, and I am racking off tomorrow to Hawaii.
To
do the marathon.
I've never been. I'd love to go.
Oh, it's a beautiful place.
I've heard it's amazing.
But you know what? Hawaii is one of those sort of places where they sort of sucker punch you a little bit because it's cheap to get there. You can get flights. In fact, today I saw flights on Jetstar to Hawaii for like $200, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But accommodation's so expensive. Yeah, it's so expensive.
What's the dollar like, the Australian-American dollar?
Well, it's about 70 cents.
That's not great at all.
And when you're over there, it's quite expensive. But accommodation's so expensive. It's the best part of $500 a night to get accommodation.
Mm. But you'll be right because you don't really – well, you don't drink because you're sober and you don't eat, so you'll be right.
But I've still got to sleep, Margo. I've still got to sleep. But what I've been doing is I've been carb loading, and I started getting carb loading tips today from Margo Dobbo. So I picked Margo up from her place to bring her in to the radio station today. And I had these jelly beans in my car. And she's like, what are you eating jelly beans for? This is just sugar and this is the such and such and this and that. And I said, oh, I'm carb loading. And sugar is carbs. And so I'm trying to get as many carbs into me. And then she started giving me a lecture on...
I said, sugar is not carbs. Carbs is white bread, potato, pasta, rice. They're the sort of carbs that you need to get into because you'll just burn that sugar because you move at a million miles an hour even when you're not moving.
But a carb is a carb, Margo.
No, but sugar is glucose. It's fructose.
Sugar is a carb.
Well,
Google if sugar is a carb.
Well, it's not the kind of carb you need to be eating to be putting on weight. And take it from me because out of the two of us, I'm the fat one in the group.
That's what she said to me. Yeah,
hang on.
But if you really want carb loading advice, we should ask Dobbo.
We bow to you, Dobbo. What did you want to say?
I just want to say, how many marathons have you run?
No, I did say that to her.
How many have you run?
He's trying to carb load.
That's not how many marathons have you run?
None, but that's beside the point.
Luke, how many have you done?
Do you know how much carb loading I've done?
Luke, how many marathons have you run?
I've done 18, Dobbo.
Shut up, Margo.
He's an expert on marathons. I'm an expert on carb loading.
It's the Rush Hour with Luke Dobbo and Margo Parker. And what are we doing here, Margo?
Seeing as though this is the last time we will be together
this year,
as a show this year, I thought we could do a little quiz called The Last Time.
The Last Time?
Yeah.
Right.
Ready?
How does it? No, well, you've got to tell me how it works.
I'm going to. I've got four questions, and it's all about the last time you did something. And so I'm going to ask you when the last time you did this particular thing, and you're going to have to answer me.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this.
We're going to get to know each other a little better.
Okay.
Let's go.
Dobbo, the last time you listened to your voicemail?
Oh, a month ago.
Luke, when was the last time you listened to your voicemail?
Yesterday, I'm going to say. I would say yesterday.
Well, did you or are you going to say yesterday?
I don't remember. I remember. I usually leave it a week.
Mine could be longer. At the moment, I've got like 52 messages.
Do you really?
Yeah. But I actually say don't leave a message. I actually say don't leave a message.
I had 14 messages and I think I did it yesterday.
I listened to mine yesterday. I had 11 and eight of those were for my mother. So I think I need to call my mum.
Yeah. Next question.
Okay. Talking about mums, when was the last time you rang your mum just to tell her you love her? Wanting anything.
I was in the car yesterday with her and I told her I loved her.
No, that's not the question. When did you just ring her? The last time you rang her? I'm just going to ring my mum.
I never ring her just to tell her I love her. She knows that. I'd never ring her.
Years that she slogged away looking after you and...
I'm embarrassed to say this, but I very rarely tell my mum that I love her. But
you should.
I do love her, but...
And you expect that she would just know that. But sometimes it's just nice to be told, Luke.
And you know what? Like, my little girl has got in the habit now of not telling me she loves me. But Coralie always tells me she loves me.
Yeah.
Or always has.
Yeah.
And now she's in the habit of not doing it, and I notice the difference.
Mm.
And
yeah, it sucks.
It sucks when they don't tell you, so I should do it, Margot, but yes. I don't.
Learned behaviour, Luke.
It's learned behaviour.
You put out, you get back in return.
Yes.
So
okay.
Make an effort. There you go.
Thank you.
When was the last time you bought flowers for a woman, just spur of the moment, not for an anniversary or a birthday or an event, just thought, I'm going to take home flowers?
Luke, you go first.
I did flowers for a birthday, which would be the last time that I bought flowers. But what you're talking about is spur of the moment.
Just do something nice.
Honestly, it would be, it may be 15 years ago. I'm embarrassed to say, but it's a long, it'd be a decade ago.
Mine would have been, oh no, 2 months ago.
Aren't you wonderful, mate?
Well, she had a baby.
That's not spur of the moment.
That's for a reason.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just because you love her and she's a decent human being and just lift up her day.
I would never just go and buy something for spur of the moment.
Well, I'm
flowers.
Glad we're
they
getting
die.
To know each other here. maybe you should go out and buy yourself some flowers. Okay, and last but not least, because I know it's our favourite subject here, generally behind the scenes, but I thought I'd bring it to air. The last time you went number twos.
Oh, get stuffed. We're not talking this.
Can't, Luke.
Hey, no.
Luke no. hates poo.
Oh, I hate talking about it. I don't want to know what you're getting up to in there. I don't care.
I did a poo yesterday.
No, don't, Dobbo.
You haven't done one today?
No.
Dobbo, twice a day, every day.
No, I'm not answering it. It disgusts me.
You have to.
No, I don't have to answer it. I'm not talking about it. And I hate when people talk about it. I don't know why it makes me
poo.
Feel. I don't know why it makes me feel uncomfortable. It just does. I know you get up to it. I know everyone does, but I don't want to need to know, and I don't need to know about it.
Even Miranda Kerr has to do it.
I don't believe it. Hey, it's the Rush Hour with Luke Dobbo, Margot Parker and Gold 92.5. Now, usually we look back at this time of the week on our biggest stuff-ups of the week in a segment we like to call Friday Stuff-Ups. But today, given it is our final show of the year, we thought we'd look back at our, and when I say our, Margot's biggest stuff up.
Without a doubt, this has been some absolute clangers.
Yes, it's that time of the week again.
Yeah, for a bloody ripper.
Time for Friday stuff ups.
Great. I don't have as much finesse and eloquency as you guys.
Eloquency?
But I've tried.
Okay. All right. Okay, so anyway, I don't know what's in store for us here because this is producer Nick's domain. He has put this bad boy together. So over to you, mate. What do you got for us, our biggest stuff-ups of the year?
Well, look, as we've just ascertained, Margot was going to feature very, very heavily in this, but we realised we didn't have that much time. We only go to six, so we couldn't get all of Margot's in there. So let's just go through her honourable mentions quickly. Margot, remember when you thought a tsunami was going to hit Sydney?
Oh, let's hear it.
No, but that's all right. We've got an even better one than that because... Well, Margot, just thinking about things...
Oh, this is a classic.
...has been difficult for you this year.
I watched a segment on 60 Minutes on Sunday night and I was really provoked by it in my thoughts because what I thought I thought I then didn't thought
what
by the end of it. So I thought
it changed your point of view.
It changed my point of view. I thought I felt a certain way about something and then it changed my mind.
Can we just acknowledge Dobbo's brilliance in being able to decipher what I thought you were trying to say?
Oh, well done, Dobbo.
That's the greatest stuff up I've ever heard on radio.
I'm not really sure what I thought I thought.
I still don't know what you mean.
No, it was gold.
I want to hear it again.
Gold.
I actually want to hear that again. Are you with me, Dobbo?
Please play it again.
Just the thought.
I watched a segment on 60 Minutes on Sunday night and I was really provoked by it in my thoughts because what I thought I then didn't thought
what
by the end of it. So I thought
it changed
I thought
your point
something.
Of view.
It changed my point of view. I thought I felt a certain way about something and then it changed my mind.
Can we just acknowledge Dobbo's brilliance in being able to decipher what I thought you were trying to say?
I can't believe that. What happened?
Seriously, what?
I still don't know what I thought.
As we said, we could be here all day if we kept going with you, but we'll go around the room here. This has been a constant theme. This came up on last week's Friday stuff-ups. But yet, after we had a team dinner on the Tuesday night, both Luke and Dobbo managed to roll this out in one break.
If you go to our Instagram page right at the moment, Luke Libby Dobbo, you'll see a picture up there at the moment of Margot's jeans.
they're only supposed to be slightly ripped. Because I'm a little bit chubby at the moment, every time I bend over or bend my knees, they rip open a little bit more.
Is that what's happened?
That's exactly what's happened.
Hey, go to our Instagram, Luke Libby.
Can I have a whinge? Okay, my whinge is this. Can you stop calling me Libby? Mate. You just did it. You just called me Libby 2 seconds ago.
I've just got to say this now. I didn't realise. And Libby Trickett has just gone Luke Libby Dobbo with a crying emoji. Just text me and she goes,
I have been on this show for 10 months. You've just done it now. And you've just done it now too, Luke.
I did it deliberately.
My Wednesday whinge is you idiots calling me Libby. My name is Margot.
Can I just say that was a legitimate mistake on my behalf to call you Libby, but as an identical twin, get over it. Yeah, get used to it.
Yeah, at least I don't look anything like her, yeah. So at least you looking like somebody getting confused is easy to happen.
Is that it?
We've got one more. Okay. This is my favourite moment of the year. Earlier in the year, a man had a dream, and it was to enter a chicken into the Royal Brisbane Show.
Yes. Mm.
And it nearly went so very well.
We had a great result. Dobbo's little pecker came second. And came second.
Oh, yep. You're joking.
Nah, came second.
But Dobbo, honestly, this is the first time that you've ever entered.
Ever entered a hen. Problem was, the winner, well, it's not a problem, the winner who won was a champion and won grand champion hen for the class.
Oh,
and
God.
That was won by my fiancé, Kylie Gibb.
So, hang on. So, you know, because, Dobbo, you were the man behind all of this.
I'm not happy about this.
Be honest, because you would have decided which one was going to be your little pecker, which one was going to go to Kylie, which one was going to go to Will. Did you honestly select what you considered to be the best one for yourself and enter that? Yes, you did.
Oh, no.
And Kylie won.
Did you give her the worst one you could think of?
What I thought was the worst. And she's gone off and scooped the whole lot.
Turns out you're not very good after all.
That was a classic. Dobbo gave the dud chicken to his missus thinking it was no hope, and it won grand prize at the Ecker. Hey, it is the Rush Hour with Luke Dobbo and Margot Parker. We'll be back to wrap this bad boy up for season 2018 coming up next on Gold 92.5. It is the Rush Hour on Gold 92.5 with Luke Dobbo and Margot Parker. That's it for us for the year. We want to thank everyone for joining us this year. It's been really fantastic. Can I just say in a very self-indulgent manner as I take over this segment, as we wrap up our final show for the year, I want to thank one person in particular away from our listeners. Obviously, we want to say thank you very much to you guys for joining us every afternoon, because it'd be pretty bloody lonely if you weren't with us. So we appreciate you guys joining us every year. But Margo joined the team this year, and Dobbo and I are pretty close-knit bloody brothers, and a formidable team to walk into, I would imagine, with a couple of hombres like Dobbo and I. But Margo, you've done an outstanding job joining the Rush Hour this year. And I think I can speak on behalf of my brother Dobbo in saying that we have loved nearly every minute of you being a part of the show. But you roll with the punches. You're very tough. You've got incredibly thick skin, and we've had a lot of fun. And it's been awesome working with you this year.
Yeah, thank you. And I can say the same for you. Thank you for embracing me. Thank you for challenging me. Thank you for teaching me. Thank you for helping me grow in this dog they called radio. It's new for me. This is my first year in radio. And to have you two as teammates in this, supporting me and helping me and encouraging me along the way has been a huge feat. So thank you so very much for having me on board the Rush Hour.
Well, speaking of growing, Dobbo, is there anything you want to say as we wrap up the year, mate, for 2018?
Well, I haven't enjoyed Margo as much as you. So don't speak on behalf of me.
Shut up, Dobby. You love me.
Luke, mate, another year. You know, we've had a good year. Hey, to the people who listen, thank you. I mean that. Like, the people who listen, this show means so much to the Gold Coast, and I understand that. And you know what? To everybody. It means a lot to us. So we're really happy, and, you know, good things come to those who wait, I'd say.
I don't even know what that means, Dobbo, but I just want to say have a great Chrissy, everybody. We're looking forward to having a bit of a break.
Merry Christmas, Gold Coast.
And thank you so much for a fantastic 2018. To everyone here at Gold 92.5 who have been just such wonderful supporters of the show, thank you so much. And have yourself a great Chrissy, and we'll catch up with you soon. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thank you.
If you think Dobbo's a half-decent auctioneer,
Set him down.
You'll love the dealer wholesale cars that go under the hammer at Southside Auto Auctions, Springwood. Southsideautoauctions.com.au.